Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Two steps down, one step to go here inside Sanford Gymnasium. We welcome you back to the campus of Lee Scott Academy for Lee Scott Varsity Basketball. The Varsity girls get a big-time win, 66-33, absolutely dominating, especially in that first quarter. Set the tempo, set the momentum, and the Glenwood Gators felt like they were digging in a hole that they just could not dig out of. And it started on the end of Sydney Dunlap, who had 11 first-quarter points. Let's go look through those final stats for the Lee Scott Warriors. Clark Ivett finishes with 16, Haynes Kesey with 2, Rayleigh Langford with 5, Lucy Zellner with 2, Stella Henderson with 3, Wesley Kate Crocker with 2, Maggie Herndon with 10, Sutton Lewis with 3, but again, tonight belonged to Sydney Dunlap. 23 points, knocking down 6 triples, and again, 11 first quarter points. She had 15 at halftime and was absolutely lights out for this Lee Scott varsity girls squad. The girls win at 66-33 here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And now we transition your focus into the varsity boys, Lee Scott Academy and the Glenwood Gators. A little bit about this Gator squad. 2-1 in area play. They sit at 11-9 so far in the season. And the man to know, the man that you will hear a lot of tonight. Where's number one? The freshman, Braylon Alexander, averaging, yes, 28 points per game. You have a couple other averaging right around 8, Clarity and Phillips in there as well. But Braylon Alexander is the name to know, the name to do the best that you can to stop. Not many teams have been able to do so far this season. Talking with head coach William Johnson, the strategy might not even be to totally slow down or to totally stop Alexander, but to slow him down enough to where the others can't really get going, and that might be the biggest strategy for the Warriors here tonight. The Glenwood Gators average 59 points a game, 8 steals, 16 turnovers, so a team that is a little bit susceptible to turning the ball over, and a very different team than what the Warriors saw this time last year. Looking at it, I know a couple of these last names, a couple of the guys from football and basketball and baseball as well, but a very new lineup, a very new roster for Coach Dusty Purtu and the Glenwood Gators. The Lee Scott Warriors, however, come into play tonight at 16-3. They are 2-0 in area play, led by Hayden Harper, who averages 15 a contest. William Lyles averages 10 in there as well, and plenty of others. Parks Myers, Chapman Harris, Barrett Cook, all average 7 as well. Very similar to what you saw with this Coach Corey Harrison squad. You have one player that leads the way in scoring, but so many other that can get going on any given night. For the varsity girls tonight, it was Sydney Dunlap. We will see who it will be tonight for the Lee Scott varsity boys. When we come back, we'll get you keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip between the Glenwood Gators and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up here inside Sanford Gymnasium, and all of it coming up here on Radio Alabama Sports, Tiger Country 104.5. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. For the home Warriors wearing their home whites tonight, 6'3 senior wearing number one, Mr. Gray Haley, a 6'1 senior, a Troy Trojan signee wearing number two, Mr. Hayden Harper. A 6'3 senior wearing number 10, William Lyles. A 6'3 senior wearing number 22, Cord Zellner. And number 11, a 6'1 senior, Mr. Parks Myers. So you have the depth, you have the veteran leadership who have seen this team, who have been in a very similar atmosphere than what you're going to see here tonight. It's the Glenwood Gators, it's the Lee Scott Warriors. We're just about ready for opening tip here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And what an environment it is set up to be here tonight. Standing room only. Talking about standing, neither one of these student sections will do so here tonight. 8 minutes put on the scoreboard. William Lyles and number 23 Aaron Carter set to tip it away. Gators win the tip, but instead it's knocked away. Goes off an official. It's Lee Scott, Warrior basketball ever. Gary Haley, his catch and shoot triple. Oh my goodness, what a start to the game that would have been. Kick out, Hayden Harper, he's hacked on the arm. No whistle, my goodness. Rebound goes to the Gators. Hayden Harper was hit on the arm. Didn't even have the opportunity to land. They get it into the hands of Alexander, who we talked about, who gets it to go. Quickly, Braylon Alexander again averages over 27 points a contest. Gets the Warriors started. They're going to set a 1-2-2 that matches into a 2-3 zone. The Warriors turn it over. Gators now work in transition. 1-on-3 doesn't matter for number 11, Caleb Phillips. That's blocked by Gray Haley, but lands on the baseline. It'll be Gator basketball to set up under their own basket. Inbound with Trey Clarity. They throw it into the low post. Back to the middle of the floor in number 5, Greg Garner. And into the hands of Alexander, who runs over Parks Myers. No whistle. He's now going to catch and shoot at the top of the key. Three-pointer is too strong. Aaron Carter, the offensive rebound. Already two offensive rebounds on this possession for the Glenwood Gators. They'll set things up, trying to get it to Carter in the low block. Could have been a 5-second closely guarded violation. Instead, it's Trey Clarity guarded by Hayden Harper at the top of the key. Trying to find number 11, Caleb Phillips. And now they're going to get Parks Myers on a grab foul, not allowing Phillips to try and come to the basketball. And you can hear the very vocal Glenwood Gator student section that stands off to our right. 6:45 to play in the first quarter. Gators lead it 2-0. Into the hands of Alexander. 20-foot jumper is well too strong. Fight for the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. It should be Gator basketball. It is, but Coach William Johnson pleading that the rebounder for Glenwood was standing out of bounds. Instead, again, they will give the jump ball to the Gators. So you feel like the Gators have had possession of the basketball for the entire minute and a half of this first quarter. Kickouts, right wing three for number 11, Caleb Phillips, and he knocks it down. Gators with a 5-0 lead. Hayden Harper brings the ball up the floor. Kick to William Lyles. Hits catch and shoot three. Is blocked. A Warrior team even at home, feels rattled right now. Clarity at the three-point line. Catch in, blow by, right-handed layup. A lot of contact, no whistle. Gray Haley almost gets the steal. But it goes out on his right hand. Gator basketball with 6:09 to play in the contest. It's a Warrior squad, again, only shoots 31% from three. But so far, that's been the majority of their field goals they've attempted tonight. Braylon Alexander, a tough turnaround jumper. He has four. And now Myers with the ball right around the right wing is knocked out of bounds. They're going to get Gray Gardner on a foul. That's his first personal. The Gator lead is a touchdown, 7-0, 2 minutes into this contest. The Gators getting everything they want with this Lee Scott team. A couple of contested threes and a turnover so far with this zone. Parks Myers now works his way downhill, gets the layup to go, plus is hacked. He'll head to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Foul's on number 23, Aaron Carter. That's his first personal, second team foul. Myers at the line, shooting one.
Myers, a chance at three, instead can't connect. 7-2 is your score. 5.5 to play here in the opening period. Glenwood and Lee Scott Academy, the first of many times that these teams will meet in the season. Parks Myers gets a steal. He's all by himself. Left-handed layup is good. Myers with all four and four straight for the Warriors. They chip into this lead. 7-4. Gators have it. They get it to the top of the key. And one of their point guards, Caleb Phillips, who knocked down a three. Now into the hands of Braylon Alexander, and you're going to let him go to work every single time. Free throw jumper can't rattle home. Gray Haley, the weak side offensive rebound. Out to Hayden Harper. Now Parks Myers right in front of the Gator bench. Works his way downhill. Contact, no foul. Offensive rebound, Cord Zellner. And he gets it to go while being shoved. 7-6 is your score. Now a Euro step by the Gators in transition. A nice move from Gray Garner. And just like that, it's 9-6. Back and forth we go. Harper gets it at the free throw line. Works his way through contact. He's hacked on the arm. No whistle. Now in transition, it's Phillips who pump faked and will leave the layup short, but is hit by Cord Zellner. He will head to the line to shoot a couple. First free throw is good. Phillips now with four, as is Braylon Alexander. And there is that substitution that you see from this Lee Scott Warrior squad. Hayden Harper remains on the floor, but Wyatt Watley, Chapman Harris, Brooke Zachary, and Barrett Cook sub into the game. Rebound no good. But Zachary was caught underneath the rim. He couldn't get the rebound. Phillips with the basketball now out to Braylon Alexander. Wearing number one. Again, their point guard that does almost half of the scoring duties for this Glenwood Gator squad. Phillips has it, works his way down to the free throw line. Floater is no good. Fight for the rebound. And they're going to get an offensive foul. I believe on Ryder Christensen. That is going to be his first personal foul, trying to rip Brooke Zachary away from the basketball.
His first personal, third team foul for Glenwood.
10-6. The Glenwood Gators have the lead here halfway through this opening period. Hollywood Watley will walk the ball up the floor. Gators continuing that 1-2-2 half-court press that works its way into a very high 3-2. Barrett Cook has the basketball, and there is those overhead passes that are going to get stolen. Another one there. Left-handed layup is blocked by Barrett Cook, but they're going to say that he was, or drew the contact, rather, on the lower body. Phillips will head to the line to shoot a couple. Instead, apologies, that'll be Tyler Clarity, wearing number four. Lee Scott feels a little bit rattled by this Glenwood zone. It was something that you saw a little bit from Lafette in the midweek. It's the first free throw from the southpaw. Tyler Clarity is no good. I would say that it was possibly a page that Glenwood got from LaFette in that scouting report. However, you saw a lot of that similar type of zone for the Lee Scott varsity girls. But the girls knocking down 9 or 10 threes in the contest. Almost made it to where you couldn't play defense. Second free throw, no good. Brooke Zacher, the rebound. Barrett Cook in transition. Watley, one more to Chapman Harris. Hayden Harper on the left wing has it. He's double teamed. Back out to Watley. Now bounce pass to Hayden Harper. Works his way in the lane. Right-handed layup is good, plus the foul. I don't know how Hayden got that even up at the rim, much less got it to go. And he has a chance to make this a one-point game. Hayden Harper, the Troy signee, gets the and one to fall. 10-9. So the Glenwood Gators have the lead. And Lee Scott right now having a little bit of the momentum, forcing it out of Alexander's hands. They kick it to the far corner, and Trey Clarity, his three-pointer won't go. Hayden Harper, the weak side offense, or defensive rebound, rather, and will skip his way across half court. Brooke Zachary, kick out. Barrett Cook wide open, catch and shoot three. Bang! The best catch and shoot sniper on this team, Barrett Cook, knocks down a triple. The Gators try and respond right away. The three-pointer is a toilet bowl, no good. Offensive rebound from Christensen, no good. And Chapman Harris will race his way up the floor. Brooke Zachary at the top of the key, tried to find a cutting Barrett Cook and went right into the hands of Watley. The Warriors have a 12-10 lead with 2.5 to play here in this opening period. Watley in the short corner, kick out. Barrett Cook, once again, he's going to catch and shoot it, and he knocks down another one. Barrett Cook, two shots, 6 points. And the Warriors now with a 5-point lead and all the momentum here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And they're now going to call a reach and foul on Chapman Harris. That's his first personal fourth team foul. It's the four team fouls now on both teams here in this first quarter. So the final 2:20, a common foul will lead to free throws. Clarity inbounds the basketball to, not confirming, but another Clarity. So would assume the relation of brothers. And now an offensive foul on Braylon Alexander, who set the arm bar trying to shake off Hayden Harper. That's his first personal foul. And that's the fifth team foul. But again, with that not being a common foul, it's an offensive foul that does not lead to free throws. Head coach Dusty Perdue in the official's face, he wasn't happy with the whistle. Warriors have done a nice job with Braylon Alexander so far. Barrett Cook, oh, thought about the catch and shoot three once again. Down low to Cook, kick out to Harper. His triple hits the back iron, flies over the glass, but Barrett Cook is there and somehow falling to the floor. Gets the right-handed layup to go. Barrett Cook with 8 here in this first quarter. 1:50 to play. The Warrior lead is a touchdown. And now a reach-in foul again from behind. They're going to get Wyatt Watley. And things, man, that you just cannot do, because, again, that will send Braylon Alexander to the line to shoot a couple.
Alexander to the line, shooting 2.
And for the starting point guard that has struggled so far for the Glenwood Gators, I say struggle because he only has 4. Folks, averages 28 a contest. And is any build but a freshman. With good shooters, they see the ball find the bottom of the net. That can be all you need. And he knocks down the front end, 17-11, 1:47 to play here in the first. We appreciate everybody for being here with us as we're just across the 7 o'clock hour. Alexander up to 6. He goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Hayden Harper with the basketball on the right wing. Nobody picks up the trailer. Wyatt Watley, his catch and shoot 3 is no good. Zachary fought for the offensive rebound, couldn't get it. It goes into the hands of Alexander. Skip pass to the far corner. Now out to Phillips at the top of the key. And they'll set up with 90 seconds to play. Ball guarded by Barrett Cook. Now Alexander gets it. Skip pass as he's double teamed in the far corner. And the skip pass to Tyler Clarity. He knocks down a 3 to trim the Warrior lead. 17-15. The Warriors have the lead here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Harper The give and go to Barrett Cook. Now out to Brooke Zachary. Nobody picks him up. He works his way down low. Layup is no good. Fought for and won by the Gators. Under a minute to play. The Gators wanted to travel, but instead didn't see the harm for it. Step and shoot three from Phillips at the top of the key. And he knocks it down. And has words for the Lee Scott student section as he works his way back on defense. Hayden Harper walk in. He's going to respond, and he does. Hayden Harper now with six in this first quarter. Back and forth we go. 20-18. Could have been a carry. Braylon Alexander, they're going to get a blocking foul on Hayden Harper, who was set in the paint when Braylon Alexander was at half court. So Alexander now will have the chance to convert a three-point play. And he converts on the three-point play. 21-20. The Gators with the lead. 25 seconds to play. William Lyles has it at the top of the key. Kick to Barrett Cook. He gets to the right elbow. Back out. William Lyles. Blow by. Pump fake. Hollywood Watley wide open in the far corner. Can't knock it down. 12 seconds. 10 seconds. Watley gets the offensive rebound. The layup through contact. He's able to lay it in. Back and forth we go. And now a pushing foul on Chapman Harris will send the Gators right back to the free throw line. Momentum killers here in this first quarter. The first free throw from Braylon Alexander is good. We talked about him only having four just a moment ago. And just like that, up to 10. This free throw for the Gators to give them the lead. Rattles in and out. However, offensive rebounds. A left-handed layup from Aaron Carter is good. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. Back and forth we go. Both teams with a lead of three or four that got erased. And back and forth, my goodness, the emotions in this contest. It feels like whoever has the basketball has the momentum inside Sanford Gymnasium. 8 minutes down. 24 minutes to go. Don't you dare turn the radio dial. 24-22. The Glenwood Gators have the lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Lee Scott Academy basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5.
We were able to catch our breath here for just a moment in between the quarters because, my goodness, the tempo that you saw from both of these teams, the emotion swings that you saw from both of these teams, I have a feeling it won't be the last ones here tonight. 24-22, start of the second quarter. The Glenwood Gators with the lead, but the Warriors with the basketball. It's Hayden Harper on the right wing, gets it to Cord Zellner, dribble handoff back to Harper, pump fake. Adam Parks Myers gets going downhill and is able to lay it in with the left hand. Parks Myers now with six in the contest. Warren knotted up at 24. 7.5 to play here in the second quarter. Caleb Phillips, who had seven in the first quarter, he has the basketball now to Clarity. Now Braylon Alexander, who had 10 in the first quarter. Crossover dribble, step in three. And he knocks it down. What a player is the freshman, Braylon Alexander. Hayden Harper kick out to William Lyles, and he stepped on the sideline. A turnover right in front of the Gator bench. Braylon Alexander, again, the freshman guard who averages 28 a contest, has 13 here just a minute into this second quarter. He gets the inbounds, races his way up the floor, kick all the way to Phillips right in front of the Warrior bench. The three is well too strong. Lee Scott fan base, Lee Scott student section going to let him hear about it. Harper, the rebound, spins his way through contact, left-handed layup, no. Ball knocked around right back to Harper. He can't get that one to go either. The Warriors can't buy a bucket here in the second quarter. Two, if not three, really good looks at the rim. Ball empty trips. Now a step-in three from Tyler Clarity. He can't get it to go, and Parks Myers with the weak side rebound will slow things up. He gets to the left wing. Now the pass to Gray Haley. His triple is no good. I like the three, but after a couple misses there, man, get a good offensive look. You feel like the Gators are going to give you that three. Not Gray Haley, essentially, but just the way that they're running their offense. 27-24. Clarity thought about the three at the top of the key. Strong left hand works his way through contact, and he's going to get Gray Haley on a whistle. He'll head to the line to shoot a couple. A reminder that the first half of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Clarity can't knock down the front end. Brooke Zachary will check into the contest for Cord Zellner. And then Cord Zellner will walk back onto the floor, and Gray Haley will take a seat. Tyler Clarity sets his feet for the second free throw, and he knocks it down. And Coach Perdue for the Glenwood Gators will call a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We will stay right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 28-24, the Gators on the road have the lead here inside Samford Gymnasium. And while we have a moment, let's pause for station identification here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country, Tiger Country 104.5.
Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Man, having a blast inside Samford Gymnasium. The varsity boys looking to complete the sweep. JV boys got a win. The varsity girls got a very big win. And now the varsity boys looking to follow suits and make this the start of a very happy weekend here in Auburn, Alabama. Hayden Harper will walk the ball the length of the floor, 28-24. The Gators have the lead with 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Dribble handoff with Cord Zellner. Hayden Harper step in three, can't get it to go, but the offensive rebound with Parks Myers, and they will reset the offense. William Lyles on the right wing, guarded by Alexander. Now Brooke Zachary, now Hayden Harper. His dribble handoff, now a double screen. Hayden Harper tries to work his way downhill, loses the basketball, and the Gators step out of bounds trying to save it. It'll be Warrior basketball baseline underneath. It's Harper, Lyles, Zachary, Zellner, and Myers, the five on the floor for head coach William Johnson. William Lyles, catch and shoot, triple. Couldn't get it to go off the rafters, but Brooke Zachary's there on the weak side. He lays it in with the left hand. And it's down to a two-point game, 28-26, as Phillips and Alexander trade dribbles, walking the ball up the floor. Again, by far the two leading scorers on the season and tonight. Braylon Alexander has 13 and Phillips has 7, making for 20 of the 28 points for the Gators. Clarity, who has 3 of them, stands in front of the Warrior bench with the basketball in the far corner. Now Phillips, who thought about the three, and now between the legs dribble will slow things up. He gets the call from his head coach. They throw it down low to the right elbow. And now the kick out, and now Trey Clarity, the other Clarity brother, makes the Warriors pay for the gamble. And he knocks down a three, back to a five-point lead. William Lyles works his way downhill. Right-handed layup is scooped up and in. A nice job by Lyles going against the ball screen. The entire Gator defense set up for it and gave him a wide open lane on the right side, and he kisses it off the glass down to a three-point game. Alexander, Eurostep, kick out three. Trey Clarity from the same spot. Can't toilet bowl at home. And after a couple of tips, Cord Zellner will clear the rebounds. Lyles running into the short corner. He's going to get bumped. And Trey Clarity is going to get called for the personal foul as a couple Warriors look to set their way back into the contest. Both teams spent the final 2.5 minutes of the first quarter in fear of the bonus, where I think the Gators ultimately ended up benefiting from it a little bit more. But so far, halfway through this second quarter, only one team foul apiece. It was 24-22 at the end of the first quarter, 31-28 as we see it right now. Hollywood Watley, the bounce pass on the inbound, gets it to Gray Haley, and Haley's on the board with his first 2 points of the evening. Right back to a one-point game, and Ali Scott will fall back and set up their offense, or set up their defense, rather, in the half court. Catch and shoot from Braylon Alexander from Opelika. Couldn't get it to go, but the long rebound is tracked down by the Gators. Now Clarity in the far corner. Can't get it to go. Watley will clear the rebound. A two-on-three out of Gray Haley. Now Hayden Harper works his way into the short corner. Left-handed layup. Actually, it was a right-handed layup from the left side. Couldn't get it to go, but it was Clarity that tried to draw the charge. He wasn't quite in position. It'll be a blocking foul. And the senior guard, Hayden Harper, will step to the line to look to tie and give the Warriors the lead. Harper, one dribble, and confidently knocks down the front end. Hayden had six in the first quarter. His first point here in the second ties the game at 31. A couple of subs for the Gators. The five on the floor for Lee Scott. It's Hollywood Watley and Barrett Cook all the way back. Set up their defense. Hayden Harper at the line. Brooke Zachary and Gray Haley in between a couple of the Gators as Hayden Harper goes 2 for 2 from the line. And there it is. It's a game of many runs, M-I-N-I, but also M-A-N-Y. We've had already a couple 5-0, 6-0 runs that have been erased by either team. But 32-31, the Lee Scott Warriors have the lead here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium. A little motion offense for the Warriors, for the Gators rather. The Warriors look to defend it. The ball sits on the right wing. They're trying to throw it to Alexander. Swatted away from Hollywood. Watley knocked out of bounds. And it will be Gator basketball. Alexander was able to rip his arm in there and knock it out of bounds off the shoe of Watley. 3 minutes to play, 32-31. Lee Scott Academy here inside the magical Sanford Gymnasium. A little give and go with Tyler Clarity. He works his way baseline, was caught in the air, and throws it off the leg of Barrett Cook. Glenwood basketball baseline left. They'll inbound the ball, standing on the first tee in Scott. .249 to play here in the second quarter. The rival Glenwood Gators made the 45-minute drive from Phoenix City. They have the basketball trailing by one. Lee Scott offense, the defense, forcing the Glenwood offense to set up well beyond the volleyball line. It was Clarity that tried to cut baseline, but tripped and kept the ball with him, almost like a running back falling to the turf. He'll get called for the travel. Lee Scott basketball with 2:31 on the clock. You can hear Coach William Johnson saying five out as Hayden Harper right-handed dribbling his way up the floor. Barrett Cook has it at the top of the key. Crossover dribble. Hayden Harper thought about the catch and shoot three. Instead, is going to work his way downhill. Throws it down low to Barrett Cook. He couldn't corral it. The Gators may have gotten a hand on it, but nonetheless, we're going the other way. Braylon Alexander now in transition. Stop and pop. Elbow jumper. Man, that's pretty. Alexander now with 15, and just like that, the Gators have a one-point lead. Hayden Harper tries to spin his way into the floor, but loses the basketball, throws it to Alexander, who then throws it to Phillips, who can't convert on the layup, but it's knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Gators, who are in their road orange on orange. Have a little bit of black along the collarbones and at the very bottom of the pants. Lee Scott's, of course, in their home whites. Warrior script in navy with the red outline. The red numbers with the navy trim on front and back. Inbound goes to Braylon Alexander, guarded by Barrett Cook on the left wing. Step back three right in front of the Warrior student section. No. Offensive rebound tip in with Phillips is no good. And Hayden Harper now the rebound to a cutting Gray Haley. Oh, and he couldn't get it to go. It sat on the front rim for a full second. And then nobody picks up Clarity, but he traveled, realizing he was so open on the right wing. Max Shiver now will sub into the game for the Lee Scott Warriors. It's Shiver, Watley, Harper, Myers, and Cook, the five on the floor for head coach William Johnson. 90 seconds to play in this second quarter. Hayden Harper gets to the free throw line, now downhill, able to scoop it up and in with the right hand. 34-33, the Warriors have reclaimed the lead. Man, don't ask me. You see the stats of ties and lead changes. I could not tell you, because it feels like just about every bucket adds a tally in one of those columns. 60 seconds to play before halftime, and the Gators, very slow and methodical in their offense, could possibly be holding for the final shot. Again, no shot clock at the high school level. They have it over in the far corner. Now a skip pass here to the near corner, and Tyler Clarity, he's cut off by Wyatt Watley. Now down low to Phillips. Nice pass to Aaron Carter, and Max Shiver was a little bit out of position. Carter will head to the line to try and tie this or give the Gators a lead with two free throws. The first free throw is no good.
And for the Warriors, number 3, Chet Harris, and number 10, William Miles.
Fans have begun standing along the bricks on either end of the goal. Not an empty seat here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The second free throw from Carter is well off. So the Warriors, a one-point lead, 34 seconds to play. Chapman Harris with the basketball. Now Watley, now out to William Lyles. Barrett Cook right in front of Coach Perdue. Pump fake, jab step, works his way baseline. And a nice move from Cookie. He's now in double figures. He has 10, and the Warriors with a three-point lead. Pump fake. A bounce pass down low to Aaron Carter. It was Chapman Harris who tried to draw a charge. No whistle. Layup is good. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Harris works his way downhill. Kick out. William Lyles for three. I believe a Gator got a piece of it. And that is how we will head to the half. 36-35. A swing of momentums, a swing of runs. And my goodness, what more could you ask for? What more would you expect on a Friday night in Auburn, Alabama, with Lee Scott and Glenwood? The Warriors, a one-point lead. They lead it 36-35 at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll dive into the first half, talking about a little bit of the stats, and talk about what the Warriors need to do in this second half to pull off a really nice victory over the Glenwood Gators. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next here on Tiger Country 104.5.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Halftime here at the Academy. Samford Gymnasium and the Lee Scott Warriors lead it 36-35 through the first 16 minutes of play. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. What a back-and-forth event it has been. We're out of breath. Happy that it's almost halftime here, as well as a couple of fans that have made the jokes along with me about how fast-paced this game has been, of how you have emotion swings just about every single time the ball is attempted to be shot at the rim, much less it finds the bottom of the net. Back and forth we've gone all night long, and you would expect a lot more of the same. 16 minutes, if not a little bit more than that, here inside Samford Gymnasium here in just a couple of minutes. Halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Working my way down the score column here for you, Gray Haley with two. Chapman Harris, or probably just Hayden Harper, has 10. Brooke Zachary has two. Wyatt Watley, as William Lyles, both have two. Parks Myers with six. Cord Zellner with a bucket. And Barrett Cook has 10. So Hayden Harper and Barrett Cook already in double figures. And we talked about that a little bit in the pregame of how Hayden Harper, you feel like, was going to get his, as he does in just about every single game. Averages 15 points a contest, but in reality, it's much more than that with the meaningful minutes that he plays in a lot of these games, not having to play the back half or the back half of the third or a majority of the fourth in a lot of these non-conference and non-area games. But you would expect a little bit of that to change, especially here tonight, with the amount of players that Coach William Johnson has that can step up and give you a little bit more. And that's what you're seeing so far tonight. William Lyles, again, averages 10. Parks Myers averages 7. He already has 6. Barrett Cook averages 7.3, and he already has 10. You would expect a couple big-time threes from him are needed in this second half for the Lee Scott Warriors. We'll take another break, come back, and talk about what Coach William Johnson and the Lee Scott Warriors need to do to get... Apologies, had to listen to the half-off discount from Davis McIsaac. Not exactly sure what it was, but man, you saw a bunch of people stand up and go get whatever is now half price for halftime only. But 36-35, the Lee Scott Warriors here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium. We'll talk about what they need to do to keep the lead after four quarters right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Just about ready for the second half here inside Sanford Gymnasium. One team has made their way onto the floor, and that is the Glenwood Gators. The Lee Scott Warriors still in the locker room. Not exactly sure if it is just talking strategy or what. Again, it is a little bit warm in here, so you would imagine not necessarily needing the jump shots to get back warm. But there they are. They make their way onto the floor with about 7 seconds and a couple of choking basketball-less three-point jumpers by William Lyles, Neil Reams, and Jack Fouquet in there. The starting five for this Lee Scott Warrior squad will walk out of the locker room and right back onto the floor. And we're just about ready for the second half. If you're the Lee Scott Warriors, you loved what you saw a majority of that first half. It was the end of the first quarter that I feel like I'd still highlight just a little bit. Lee Scott and Glenwood were both in the bonus. And Glenwood shot 6 free throws in those final 90 seconds to kind of trim into what was a Warrior lead at the time. But again, back and forth we've gone in those first 16 minutes. And the clock begins to run. You would imagine a lot more of the same. Alexander has the ball baseline. Layup won't go. Fought for. It goes out of bounds. It will be Lee Scott basketball after a little bit of a conversation. As we approach 8 o'clock here in Auburn, Alabama, we appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. Regardless of how you're here with us, we appreciate you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Hayden Harper had it at the top of the key. The inside-out layup with the right hands from the left side of the floor, not allowing the Glenwood Gators to go up and try and protect the rim. He gets the scoring started for Lee Scott here in the third, and a three-point lead for the Warriors. Glenwood Gators now going left to right on your radio dial. The Warriors going right to left, so both teams scoring towards their bench and their student sections. We'll see if that plays a factor with a little bit more of a comfort level as Trey Clarity, a nice pass fake, able to work his way into the lane and lay it up and in with the right hand. Hayden Harper gets to the free throw line. Kick to William Lyles, who tries to get downhill, throws it up with the right hand. It's going to be a foul on the floor. But they will get Trey Clarity. That's his third personal foul. Warriors with a one-point lead here, 1 minute into the third quarter. Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, Parks Myers, William Lyles, and Cord Zellner, the starting five that you see on the floor here in the third. Haley will inbound it to Parks Myers right in front of the Warrior bench. Gets the dribble handoff to Hayden Harper. Now back out to Parks Myers. Running with the right hand. Got stuck. Nowhere to go. Able to throw it out to Harper out of the volleyball line. Harper goes against the on-ball screen. Throws it up with the right hand. He falls to the floor. Asking for a foul is not going to be the beneficiary of one. And the Glenwood Gators a three-inch transition. But it's too strong. It hit the net up top. Should be out of bounds in Warrior basketball. But they're able to gather the rebound nonetheless. And now a tripping foul on Tyler Clarity. That's his first, but already the second team foul for Glenwood here in this third quarter. 90 seconds gone by. And scoreboard-wise, nothing has changed. The Warriors a one-point lead. Hand off to Cord Zellner, now to Hayden Harper back downhill. Harper almost gets cut off, tries to get it back, but it's intercepted by a diving Gator. Now Alexander in transition. Can't throw it up and in with the right hand, but he's hacked and fouled. He'll head to the line to shoot a couple, and he's frustrated. May have been the easiest look at the rim he'll get all night. A two-handed spike with his hands off the padding. Braylon Alexander, the freshman point guard, averaging 28 points a contest for this Glenwood Gator team. And he hit more than that halfway point in the first. He had 15, now make it 16, and a chance for 17. But it's too strong. He goes one for two, and then miscommunication on the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds where all five Glenwood Gators, including Alexander, were already beyond half court, setting up their half court defense, but it's knocked out of bounds. It's Gator basketball. Some of the mental mistakes that you cannot have in a contest like this. Glenwood tries to take advantage. Lee Scott tries to prevent it. The ball knocked out of bounds on the inbounds. It'll stay on this side. 6:01 to play here in the third. And we are notched at 38. If you're just now tuning in, you've missed a whole lot. But at the same time, scoreboard-wise, you haven't missed anything. William Lyles steals the inbounds pass, works his way downhill. He's all by himself and lays it in with the right hand. A two-point lead back in favor of the Warriors. You'd love to see William Lyles get going here in this third quarter. Work your way downhill, this entire Lee Scott team. Work your way downhill, get into the paint, and that's what will create those open threes, especially in this zone that you're seeing the Glenwood Gators have all night. William Lyles, yet another steal, almost taken away by Alexander. And then a foul on Gray Garner as he fell on top of Parks Myers, who is diving for the basketball. That's now three team fouls on the Gators, 2.5 minutes into this third quarter. not quite your normal sub in, sub out that you see at about this time for the Warriors, but Gray Haley and Cord Zellner will sub out. It'll be Brooke Zachary and Barrett Cook, who had a 10-point first half, will sub in. I talked about it needing a couple of those big-time threes. He went on a 6-0 run on two possessions that flipped the momentum on its head. Parks Myers now out to Hayden Harper. Works his way through the teeth of the defense, and Braylon Alexander is going to get called on a reach-in foul. Oh, instead they're going to get either number four or number five. Apologies, but it was not on Alexander. William Lyles gets the inbound, tries the power dribble, and power dribbles it off of his left foot. It's knocked out of bounds. Gator basketball. The good news for the Warriors is they have already drawn four team fouls. So any common foul, as the half-court pass almost intercepted by Brooke Zachary, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Gator basketball inbound right at half court. But again, four fouls were drawn by Lee Scott in the first 2.5 minutes. So any common foul will lead to free throws. However, when you look at this team, a team that shoots 59% from the free throw line. So something you're going to want to see is William Lyle steals the inbound once again. Layup was blocked. It was a goaltend by Alexander, but Parks Myers is there to finish the off. Nonetheless, Alexander now quick in transition. Myers gets the steal. Hayden Harper all by himself. Left-handed layup is good. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. There's a little bit of that Warrior run. On their feet are the Warrior fans. 44-38, 4:45 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Advantage now is 6, 44-38. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Glenwood basketball going left to right here on your radio dial. They're able to get it in. Warriors maintaining that pressure in the half court, almost thrown away, two on one. But Lee Scott able to get back. Braylon Alexander catch and shoot three from the right wing is no good. And William Lyles is there for the rebound. Catch and shoot. Barrett Cook thought about it. Now we'll take it. And he knocks it down. Barrett Cook, who had 10 in the first half, knocks down a big three as Aaron Carter, I believe, came up limping. It'll be Ryder Christensen for the Gators to sub in. I talked about having a big half for William Lyles. Three Willie, somebody that we've talked all about. He only has 4 points in this contest, but my goodness, in this third quarter, every single energy play has gone in favor of number 10 in white. Rebounds, steals, and even an assist there with Barrett Cook. 47-38. Alexander then throws it away on the assuming possession. We're going the other way, and you see the entire Lee Scott student section pointing to the left. 4:08 to play here in the third quarter. Hayden Harper between the legs dribble as he crosses half court. They'll throw it down low to Brooke Zachary, who almost jumped too early into the hands of William Lyles. Layup no good. Long rebound fought for by Brooke Zachary, and the Warriors win another possession. Harper, between the legs dribble, will back things out. William Lyles now catch and shoot three. He's rewarded!
William Lyles for three!
Free Willie gives the Warriors a 12-point lead with 3.5 to play here in the third. Phillips now going coast to coast. He's able to flip it up and in. A really talented scorer is Caleb Phillips. William Lyles, catch and shoot once again. Heat check off the front of the rim. And they're going to get Brooke Zachary, I believe, on a little too aggressive, trying to get offensive positioning on the rebound. That will be the case. That's his first. That is the second team foul for Lee Scott here in the third. 50-40. The Warriors with a 10-point lead. Glenwood with the basketball, trying to cut into it. They're trying to force the ball out of Braylon Alexander's hands. They throw it into Christensen, and it's intercepted by Brooke Zachary. Hayden Harper now in transition. Barrett Cook, catch and shoot three. He was too amped up for that one. Left it way too strong. Chapman Harris, the offensive rebound. It's blocked, but it will stay here on this side of the floor for Lee Scott. We'll see if the tempo that this Lee Scott team plays with can tire this Glenwood team just a little bit. Harper, the trigger man, out to Chapman Harris. Thought about the three. Instead, works his way to the elbow. Back out to Barrett Cook. Jab step. Now to Hayden Harper. Breaks down his defender at the free throw line. Spins his way back. Now back to the right. Layup no good. Offensive rebound. He's hacked. Gets it to go with the left hand and a little flex from Hayden Harper. He has 7 in the third quarter. The Warrior lead back to a dozen. Alexander has it in the short corner. And they're going to get a reach-in foul, I believe, on Hayden Harper. Brooke Zachary will sub out. Parks Myers will sub in. Braylon Alexander having a conversation with a couple of the officials there. Maybe a little bit of contact as Alexander was fouled at the three-point line, still drove in and tried to dunk. I don't think Brooke Zachary was having any of that. 2:41 to play in the third. Inbounds pass goes to Alexander, works his way through contact. Don't know how he got it up or got it in, but he did. Lead back to 10, 52-42. Chapman Harris working his way downhill, gets to the free throw line. Ball poked out from behind into the second row of the cheerleaders, but still Lee Scott basketball here scoring on the left goal. As well as the packed out Samford Gymnasium see it here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Hollywood Watley is also checked into the game for Lee Scott. Chapman Harris between the legs, crossover dribble, kick out to Watley, who didn't think about the open three. Harper now down low, spins his way, tries to bounce past it to Chapman Harris, but it gets intercepted, and almost a travel by the Gators. But they will set up in the half court. It's Phillips who stands at the A, guarded by Wyatt Watley. Alexander, catch and shoot three, left it short. Hayden Harper gathers the rebound outside the three-point line. Euro step, left-handed layup. He's hacked, and it will head to the line to shoot a couple. Referees didn't want to call it, but, man, that's one that you have to. It's Caleb Phillips, his first foul here in the contest. And Hayden Harper, who leads all scorers for the Lee Scott Warriors, he has 17. Looking to be the leading scorer in the contest is Braylon Alexander. He has 18. The first free throw was good. Harper had 6 in the first, 4 in the second, and already has 8 here in the third. This was a 1-point Warrior lead at the halftime break. The Warriors went on a 4-0 run, or a 6-0 run, apologies. Glenwood got a couple of scores, and then Lee Scott goes on another big run. Lead by 11, lead by 12 as Harper goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. And William Lyles will check in for Hayden Harper. And this is the group right here where you got to see where the offense is going to come from. Clarity having trouble inbounding the basketball, and a 5-second call. Beautiful defense and beautiful pressure by the Lee Scott Warriors. They steal another possession with 1:57 again to play here in the third quarter. 54-42. The Warriors have the lead here at home, looking for the sweep. JV boys, varsity girls, and varsity boys over the Glenwood Gators. Barrett Cook has it in the corner, works his way towards the middle of the paint. Beautiful pass to William Lyles. The ball knocked out of bounds. Neither referee saw it. They're going to call it Glenwood basketball as the ball was knocked out of bounds. The referee at half court threw his arms up as the other official was asking for help on the baseline, and the official at half court was the one that rewarded Glenwood the basketball. Glenwood breaks the trap. A three on two. Should be a travel, and it is. It was Gray Garner who did a little bit of a Euro step, but then took the extra mini gather step that it's one if you take at the beginning of your gather. Sometimes you get away with it, but when it's that quick third step, more times than not, you're not going to, as Gray Haley will sub into the game for Barrett Cook, who gets a well-earned round of applause. 56-42. You wouldn't know it, but my goodness, just like that, the Warriors a double-digit lead and look to continue it with 90 seconds to play here in the third. Chapman Harris from Opelika. Yes, sir! A step inside the logo, but he knocks it down, and the Glenwood Gators turn it over.
Timeout,
Glenwood, a full timeout. But we're going to keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. My goodness, a 17-point advantage for the Lee Scott Warriors. They lead at 59-42 with 1:17 to play here in the third quarter. The transition buckets, the inside-out game has worked for this Lee Scott team in the second half, something that you didn't see as much of work in the first. And right now, again, we talked about it with Hayden Harper going to the bench for Lee Scott Academy, as did Braylon Alexander. And so both of these teams looking for their second or third options offensively, trying to score the basketball. My goodness, it was Chapman Harris. His first bucket of the night came from the volleyball line, something that you usually only allow on a heat check. But the southpaw got it to find the bottom of the net. And the energy here inside Sanford Gymnasium continuing to build, as again, Lee Scott leads by two touchdowns and a field goal. They lead at 59-42, and it's Warrior basketball. Gray Haley inbounds to Wyatt Watley. Now to Chapman Harris, breaks down his defender, gets inside the paint, kick out William Lyles right in front of the Lee Scott student section, and he knocks down another one. William Lyles, who I talked about needing to have a big second half for this Lee Scott Warrior team. He had two at halftime. He has 10 here in the third, but it didn't start offensively as Lee Scott will pick up a personal foul. It didn't start offensively for William Lyles. It came by doing the dirty work. It came by rebounding, getting a couple of steals, assists, as Wyatt Watley forces a steal. A three-on-one bounce pass. Parks Myers, left-handed layup, is a beauty. Parks Myers now in double figures, and Wyatt Watley almost gets another steal. It goes into the hands of Gray Haley, fought for, and now they're going to get a foul on Gray Haley as he dove for the basketball, trying to force the tie-up. Oh, man. And that is the fifth team foul for Glenwood. So that will give the Gators bonus free throws with 37.1. The free throw for Trey Clarity rolls in. Brooke Zachary will sub in for Gray Haley. This was a 36-35 contest at halftime. It is now 64-43. Lee Scott Academy, the second free throw, no good. And Wyatt Watley will walk his way up the floor. And Coach William Johnson pointing at the clock, telling his team, we're going to hold for one shot. Chapman Harris stands at the volleyball line, extended the ball on his left hip. 20 seconds to play here in the third, and as of now, the Glenwood Gators all still stand inside the three-point line. They're perfectly content with Lee Scott having the final shot here in the third. Hollywood has it on the left wing. Now Brooke Zachary fakes the dribble handoff, and it gets stripped, but a foul. That's the fifth foul on Glenwood here in the third quarter. And Brooke Zachary We'll head to the line. Mr. Pink Shoes. Has a chance to get his first points here in this third quarter. A couple of dribbles, a spin with the right hand into the left, then back into the right. The first free throw is short with 5.6. Second free throw from Zachary is good. 5 seconds to go here in the third. Home run pass is swatted out of bounds by Parks Myers. A volleyball spike into the third row of spectators, 1.9. You'll have time for one dribble and a shot if you're the Glenwood Gators. They throw it all the way to half court, and the home run heave is no good. A third quarter dominated by the boys in white here tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium. 24 minutes down, 8 more to go, and the Lee Scott Warriors lead it 65-43. We're back right after this here with the final 8 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network in a third quarter absolutely dominated by the Warriors. This was a 36-35 game at the halftime break. Lee Scott puts up 29. The Gators put up 8. And the Warrior basketball to get things going starting in the fourth quarter. Hayden Harper has it at the top of the key. The on-ball screen from Cord Zellner. Myers thought about the three. Now Hayden Harper. If you're Lee Scott, you are perfectly fine taking as much time as you want every single possession. Harper dribbling out beyond the volleyball line. Haley now in the left wing. Now out to Myers. Now back to Hayden Harper. 30 seconds gone on this possession already. Gray Haley gets to the elbow. Passes it to William Lyles, who's unable to lay it up and in. Fought for, out of bounds on Glenwood. It stays Warrior basketball. Couldn't ask for much more if you are Lee Scott Academy. You burn 40 seconds off the clock. You get a layup. I guess the only thing you could have asked for is that it went down, but now you have the chance to eat even more time. All 50 seconds this ball has set around the three-point line. Now Hayden Harper works his way downhill, spins back towards the middle. Barbecue chicken for Hayden Harper to get the fourth quarter started. Too easy. 67-43. Alexander now picks up his dribble at the three-point line, throws it down low to Phillips, blocked from behind by Cord Zellner, and we're going the other way. Gray Haley now three on three, throws it up and in, and he somehow gets it to go, plus the foul. He got hacked at the free throw line and just threw it up from the volleyball line that runs through the middle of the paint.
First team foul.
Unconventional, yes, but my goodness. Gray Haley has a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, but he can't rattle it home. William Lyles fights for the rebounds and almost able to get it. There is another one of those 50-50 plays that you feel like number 10 just has a nose for being in the right spot. Warriors pressing the Gators as Alexander inbounds the basketball. Euro steps his way through contact, and he'll head to the line to shoot a couple. The Warriors have done a really nice job on Braylon Alexander The guard averaging, again, 28 points a contest, almost half. This Glenwood team averages 59 points a game, so just a couple points under half of their team average. He had 10 in the first, 5 in the second. He had 3 in the third, and after going 0 for 2, has 0, but he's able to get the tip in after a couple of bobbles. William Lyles thought about the catch-and-shoot three, as did Hayden Harper at the top of the key. Now works his way through contact. No, but Parks Myers is there for the offensive rebound, and he's hacked by Aaron Carter, who quickly goes over to Myers to make sure that he knew that nothing of that was anything aggressive. If anything, Carter may have taken the brunt of the contact, but Parks Myers will head to the line to shoot a couple. First free throw from Myers is good.
Warriors number 3, Chapman Harris.
Chapman Harris will check in to look at the other game in town tonight. Auburn High and Opelika wanting to get an updated score here in just a minute as the ball knocked out of bounds. It should be Lee Scott basketball. There's no way. It went off of a Warrior, off of Carter, and flew out of bounds. But at least after one, it was 24-15. Auburn High School out in front of Opelika. That's a really big game in 7A. Both of these teams 1-1 in region play, so looking for that second win. Opelika, so we've been told, is the team to beat in 7A. But we'll try to get an update from the voice of Auburn High School, Jacob Goins. Alexander works his way downhill. Euro sub with the right hand and is able to get it to go. The body contortion, the body control for Braylon Alexander. Catch and shoot three for William Lyles. Can't rattle it home. 5.5 to play. 70-47. Lee Scott has the lead. Alexander throws it to Phillips, almost stolen away. But now Phillips has it in the far corner. Can't knock down the three. Myers with the weak side rebound. Hayden Harper now works his way in transition. 1-on-3. It doesn't matter. Layup can't get it to go. But who's there is Gray Haley. He can't get the layup to go. But a third chance opportunity. And Hayden Harper this time can lay it in. 72-47. 5:28 to play. Timeout by head coach William Johnson. A full timeout. We will take one with him. 5:24. Here in the fourth quarter, Lee Scott Academy 72, Glenwood 47. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
This is the home of Lee Scott Academy basketball, Tiger Country 104.5.
I guess the clock ran for another moment or two. 5:28 is on the scoreboard here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And what's not a mistake is Lee Scott dominating this second half. Braylon Alexander, a step in three. In transition, can't get it to go. Rebound is fought for, won by Chapman Harris, but the swipe down goes off of his leg and out of bounds. So it will stay Glenwood basketball on this side of the floor. 72-47. This was a 36-35 game at halftime. Whatever Coach William Johnson said to his team at halftime, again, a team who came out onto the floor as the time was expiring for halftime. As Braylon Alexander hits the free throw line jumper and gets fouled, he'll head to the line. To shoot another one. But whatever Coach William Johnson said to his team fired up everybody. Tyler Clarity with all seven. Make it all eight of the points for the Gators, rather, in this fourth quarter. 72-50, 5 minutes to play. And Fearley Scott, go back to what was working on that first possession of the fourth quarter. Instead, another turnover from Chapman Harris, but go back to eating 30, 40 seconds of possession as Wyatt Watley picks up a cheap foul, and Coach William Johnson stands up from his chair and tells them to stop fouling. 14 fouls now for Lee Scott. And although it's a 22-point game, still far from over. With the talent of Alexander and with his ability to draw contact, get to the line, he has the ball at the top of the key. Handoff now to Phillips. Now Alexander, jab step, step back three, kick out three. Now running his way baseline is a Gator, and the layup is good from Trey Clarity. A nice move. Got Barrett Cook in the air, and he was able to blow by him. Barrett Cook now has it down on the low block. William Lyles had the open three, wisely did not take it, and now will back things out. Again, the lead is trimmed to 20, and yes, while still being 20, Lee Scott was a little out of control, taking some shots really early in the possession. William Lyles, catch and shoot three. He knocks it down. That's one you cannot complain about. Two open, not to take for the shooter of his caliber. Alexander now gets downhill, and he's hacked. He will head to the line to shoot two. Yeah, you love eating clock, but with Hayden Harper running a dribble handoff with William Lyles and nobody within 3 or 4 feet of him. Number 10, too good of a shooter, especially here in this second half to pass up the opportunity. First free throw from Alexander is no good. William Lyles had 2 points in this first half. We talked about it at the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, the challenge of getting him going. He now has 15 in the contest. He had 10 in the third quarter and 3 now here in the fourth. Hayden Harper will dribble it up following the made free throw. And the Warriors force another turnover. And the Glenwood Gators throw a backboard lob to Braylon Alexander. I guess you can't really complain if you can do it, but you're down 23 points now, 20 points in the contest, but if you can do it, why not, right? Hayden Harper blows by the defense. He's hit on the arm and will head to the free throw line. Caleb Phillips and Braylon Alexander will help him off the floor. You can see the talent that's on the floor, but again, you can also see the respect of the talent that's on the floor. You've seen that all the way through both teams here tonight as Harper can't rattle in the first. Student sections maybe not so much, but again, we talked about this with head coach William Johnson. These are kids that you grew up playing with or playing against. Man, you go to their house for the weekends. You go to church with them. And in between the whistles on the floor, you're perfectly fine being enemies as Harper goes 0 for 2 from the line. But again, no lack of sportsmanship in the contest, which is something that you love to see, especially in a hostile environment like Sanford Gymnasium is here tonight. Approaching 3 minutes to play, 75-55. The Warriors have the lead. Alexander has the basketball. And an offensive foul on Braylon Alexander. He's frustrated. I think I would be too, to be completely honest with you. It didn't appear like too much. 3 minutes to play. Harper between the legs dribble. Gets to the left elbow. Kick back to Brooke Zachary. Now Parks Myers. Now Gray Haley. Now William Lyles. Warriors happily running a little bit of motion offense right now, burning off some clock. But Brooke Zachary gets it down low. Pump fake and able to get it to go with the right hand. Brooke Zachary now has 5 in the contest. 2.5 to play. Clarity, catch and shoot 3 from Alexander. Finds the back iron in the bottom of the net. And Coach Purdue will take a timeout for Glenwood. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 77-58, 2.5 to play. And now you feel like you've hit that point if you're Lee Scott, where you just continue to dribble around as long as you can until you get those open looks like you saw with Brooke Zachary. Basically forced Glenwood to attack and pressure the basketball. And if you get the opportunity, you get fouled, you'll happily shoot free throws. Otherwise, you continue to burn more and more clock here at home. The JV boys picked up a big-time win. The varsity girls picked up a 66-33 victory, absolutely dominating from opening tip all the way through the final whistle. It was Sydney Dunlap who led the way for the varsity girls with 23 in the contest. She knocked down six triples by herself. The Lee Scott Warriors hit double-digit three-pointers in their dominating win. They moved to 3-0 in area play, and the Lee Scott Warriors are 2 minutes and 31 seconds away from doing so themselves. That three, though, cut it below 20, and so now you'll see this Glenwood team apply some full court pressure. It's Gray Haley inbounding for the Warriors. Inbounds it to Parks Myers. Now to Haley. Now to William Lyles. Now Hayden Harper, who's able to lay it in. In transition, Hayden Harper. Now with 15 in the second half, the lead back to 21. Clarity with the basketball, standing at the A at half court. Skip pass to the other Clarity, but it's intercepted by Brooke Zachary. Now Hayden Harper, now Gray Haley, then back to Hayden Harper. And now is when you will see this Lee Scott team burn some clock. Hayden Harper instead gets inside. And he is stripped on the arm, so he will now head to the line to shoot a couple. Again, Harper with that being the fifth team foul for the Gators. We'll head to the line to shoot a couple. The first free throw was good.
Number 3, Chapman Harris. And number 23, Eric Cook.
Hayden Harper up to 26 in this contest for Lee Scott Academy. Make it 27. As he goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. Under 2 minutes to play here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Clarity, a catch-and-shoot three. Too strong off the back iron. Able to get his offensive rebounds down to Aaron Carter, but stripped away by Brooke Zachary. Hayden Harper now all by himself. Throws it up and in with the left hand. And a goaltend by Braylon Alexander. He knew it. A little smile as he tried to take it off the backboard just a second or two late, and he walks in and gives Hayden Harper a little high five. And that's what makes it so nice for Hayden Harper, again, laying it up from the left side but with the right hands, not allowing the closing defense to get there in time. Alexander respected the move, knowing that he was there. Alexander, again, only a freshman, but playing above the rim. 83-58, 90 seconds to play here in the contest. Alexander has it on the left wing, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball.
And for the Warriors, number 12, Jack Uway. Number 55, Max Schauer.
And now you hear the Lee Scott student section on its feet as a couple of subs for the Lee Scott Warriors. Mayor Whittington checks in, as does Max Schauer, as does Jack Fouquet. Wyatt Watley and Chapman Harris will stay in to try and run this one out. Neil Reams now set to check in for head coach William Johnson. And he will take a timeout. But said he didn't need a 30 seconds or anything like that. Forgot to sub in Reams. And he will sub in for Wyatt Watley. Max Schauer. Now Jack Fouquet. Now Mayor Whittington bouncing around the perimeter. Chapman Harris. Now Max Schauer, who I made jokes with earlier in the week. He almost made a three from half court to end the game a couple of nights ago. Reams, now Schauer, now Chapman Harris. To a cutting Mayor Whittington. He goes up strong, gets hacked. But no whistle. 47 seconds to play. The student section wants one of these guys to get in the scoring column. Ball swinging around the perimeter for the Gators. Out to the right elbow. couple of dribbles. The jumper is well too strong. And the basketball will stay with the Gators. 32.7 seconds. Watts Johnson will check in for Chapman Harris. We'll see if Coach Johnson lets this team play free or if they are just told to dribble everything out following the possession for the Gators. 30 seconds to play. Edwards with the basketball. A short jumper with Mayor Whittington, and Wash Johnson will walk it up the floor with 15 seconds to play. Goes against the screen, now uses the screen from Whittington. Now Neil Ream, 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. And the round of applause makes its way through Samford Gymnasium. 83-58. The Lee Scott Warriors complete the area sweep over the Glenwood Gators. The JV boys, the varsity girls, and now the varsity boys and Lee Scott Academy. The varsity girls and the varsity boys now three straight over the Glenwood Gators. We'll come back. We'll wrap this one up, talk about what's next, but more importantly, recap a beautiful night, a beautiful start to the weekend. If you're a Lee Scott Warrior, we appreciate everybody for being here with us. Don't go anywhere. We come back and wrap up the show right after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Home grown and member owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Thank you.
smiles here inside Sanford Gymnasium. A beautiful start to the weekend. If you are a fan of the Lee Scott Warriors, they complete the three-game sweep over the Glenwood Gators, their rival Glenwood Gators. And the varsity girls and varsity boys now three straight over the Glenwood Gators. And man, that feels like just enough to give you a fantastic weekend. The varsity girls win it 66-33. The varsity boys win it 83-58. We'll start with the Lee Scott varsity girls, as we celebrated quite early and quite often for the Lee Scott varsity girls. You celebrated before the game even started, as we were able to honor another member into the Comma Club for Lee Scott varsity girls, the youngest player to ever do so in a Lee Scott jersey, and only the fourth ever for Lee Scott varsity basketball, girls varsity basketball, that is, to score 1,000 points. Clark Ivett did so in her final bucket last game out at Trinity. She had 16 in the contest tonight, and 16 with the team denying you the basketball. Hard to really complain about a night like that for Clark Ivett, and really hard to complain when you get 10 from Maggie Herndon and 23 from Miss Sydney Dunlap, including six from behind the arc. The Lee Scott Warriors made 10 triples on the night for a team that shoots it right around 23%. Obviously, they do so much better here at home, but my goodness, with the zone that the Glenwood Gators were giving this Lee Scott Warrior team, a lot of open shots, a lot of open threes, and the Lee Scott Warriors made them early, made them often, and made them throughout all four quarters. They dominate, winning 66-33, and most recently, the varsity boys, 83-58. I said it a couple times in the second half. This was a 36-35 Lee Scott varsity boys advantage, a one-point lead at the halftime break. And we talked about these next 16 minutes being an absolute war just because of what you saw in those first 16 minutes. But my goodness, whatever Coach William Johnson talked about at halftime, this team did not take the floor out of halftime until the clock was about 4 seconds and counting down. The five starters made their way onto the floor, and the rest of the team followed. There were no warm-up shots, no warm-up jumpers, no anything. And whatever he told that team, my goodness, did it work. You outscore the Glenwood Gators. We'll do some live math here, because I guess I probably should have done that beforehand on my score column, but just forgot about it. They outscore the varsity the Glenwood Gators. Oh, goodness, doing a little bit of math here. Journalism major doesn't really help my case. Carry the two. No, just kidding. They outscore the Glenwood Gators 48-22 in that second half, and absolutely dominate, and could have been a lot more so in that fourth quarter. But nonetheless, a dominating win, a dominating night for the Lee Scott Warriors here inside Sanford Gymnasium. At home, the varsity girls and the varsity boys both move to 3-0 in area play. The girls move to 13-8 overall. The varsity boys move to 17-3. We'll take another break. We'll come back and talk about our games upcoming here on the Lee Scott Sports Network as we wrap up the broadcast, wrap up the show right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
The Lee Scott Warriors, the varsity boys, defeat the Glenwood Gators 83-58 here inside Sanford Gymnasium. They complete the three-game sweep over the Glenwood rival Gators. It was the Lee Scott varsity girls, again, a 66-33 win. The varsity boys, a dominating second-half performance to win that one, 83-58. The Lee Scott varsity boys move to 17-3 on the season. Coach Corey Harrison and the varsity girls move to 13-8. Both of these teams move to 3-0 in area play. But the good news is we don't step out of area play. We had a couple of those little tune-up games, but we do not have one here coming up. Our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be next Tuesday right here inside Sanford Gymnasium, where the Lee Scott Warriors welcome Beulah back to town. Airtime will be right around 5:15 or 5:30 or so right here on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and that Radio Alabama app. We'd like to thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Lee Scott Academy Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For my broadcast partner, which I haven't had one for basketball, so I don't know why I read it that way. But for everybody here at Lee Scott Academy, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next Tuesday, have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. And we look forward to hearing from you and talking to you again here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And until then, have a great night. And it's a dang good night to be a Warrior.